God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. Today's power up will come from Matthew chapter 16, and we are going to start with the 18th verse. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The 19th verse says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So Peter, rock, foundation. We are the foundation of the kingdom of God, the rock. Whatsoever that thou gives us the power to bind on earth is also bound in heaven. And whatsoever God gives us the power to loose on earth is also loose in heaven. This is a powerful statement, because this lets us know that Jesus didn't leave us here with no authority. We have the authority to bind, and we have the authority to loose. And what now we have to understand is what things we can bind and what things that we can loose according to what God has designed us, preordained us to do. We have the ability that if you continue to read right here, I believe it's in the same chapter, where he goes down and he starts talking about, sicknesses and diseases, and we have the ability to speak healing, and we got the ability. There is a lot of things that God gave us direct authority over as his children. We don't have to be concerned about whether we can or if it's going to happen. There are things that as a child of God, we have been given direct authority over. We don't have to wait on somebody else to do it. If we are a child of God, if we walk in the desires of God, if we walk in the plan of God, then we have the desire, we have the ability, according right here to these two verses, that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So Satan, the Lord rebuke you, I bind you up and I cast you out. We have the ability to do that because of the authority of Jesus Christ. He gave it to us. That's ours. It's ours. Peace. We have the ability to lose peace in our situation. We have the ability to lose joy into our situation. These are the things that we have the ability, according to the word of God, that we can speak over our own circumstances, over our own situations. We don't have to wait on anybody else to do it. If we are the rock for the church of God, that means we are a blood-born believer. That means we know that God lives inside of us, and that we serve the God, the great I am, that we have the ability to bind and we have the ability to loose. We don't have to wait on anybody else to give us permission. Permission has already been granted. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise on today, understanding that it's because of your awesome power and your divine authority that we are able to sit here on April 1 of 2024, lifting up your name, magnifying your name, knowing that you are yet still the great I am, knowing that there is none that is more mightier than you, understanding on today that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. You are most excellent.
excellent God. You are God, the Jehovah Jireh. You are God, the Jehovah Rapha. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. And you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. And no matter what coming, and it doesn't matter what goes, you are the King of Glory. You're God Almighty. And you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we say thank you on this morning, understanding that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are God, the King of Glory, and we give you honor. You are God, the King of Glory, and we give you praise. You are God, the King of Glory, and we magnify your most holy name. On this morning, you are God, and you are God alone, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that if you be lifted up, you're going to take care of every single thing. If you be lifted up, you're going to make a way out of no way. If you be lifted up, you're going to turn things around. You're going to work it out, and you're going to do what need to be done. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty, and you reign and you rule, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus, understanding on today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are God and you are God alone, and we're going to magnify your name. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the glory. We're going to give you all the honor, because you are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God, and we give you honor in the name of Jesus. You are God, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God, and you're reigning and you're ruling, and we're surrendering unto you on today, understanding that no matter what, you are an awesome ruler, that no matter what, the final say so belong to the throne of grace, that no matter what, you are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords, and you can do the things that seem to be impossible to man. They're only possible with you. You can give us a yes where the world say no. You can give us a yes that defy all laws and all rules, because you are God, the sovereign ruler. You are God, an awesome creator, and you turn around and look out for your children. You turn around and work it out for your children. You turn around and make a way for your children. You are God, and you are God alone, and we magnify your most holy name. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are mighty in battle, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are mighty God. You're worthy of the praise. You are mighty God. You're worthy of the glory. You are mighty God. You're worthy of the honor, Father. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great, and is greatly to be praised. Your name alone is worthy. It's worthy to be praised. Your name alone is awesome. It's awesome, oh God. And we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, look down upon us as your people upon the face of this earth. And Lord, we say thank you that you're yet still letting food enter into our homes. Lord, we say thank you that clean water is yet still being delivered into our homes. Mighty God, we say thank you that the air we breathe, that you're purifying it, and you're taking out the things that want to take us out. You are God, and you sit up high, and you look down low, and you got your hand upon the power grid. And mighty God, electricity is yet still flowing in our homes. And we got to give you glory. We got to give you honor. We got to give you praise. Understanding on today that it don't matter what it look like. You are the God that is doing what need to be done. You are the God that's working everything out and turning it around. You are the God that's doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we magnify your most holy name. You are King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what you're going to do, what need to be done on our behalf, you are the provider. You are the supplier. You are the way maker. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are the way maker. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are the way maker. And we give you glory in the name of Jesus. You are the way maker. And we magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the honor. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the praise. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone. And we bless you right now, my God. We magnify you right now, my God. We give you praise. And we give you honor. And we give you glory right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the honor. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now. In the name of Jesus. That you're looking down upon our military troops. You got them in the palm of your hand. And you're showing up on their behalf. The ones that are in the United States, the ones that are stationed abroad, you are God. You are God alone, and you are shielding them, and you are protecting them for every demonic movement that the enemy wants to initiate. You are protecting them from every demonic influence that the enemy wants to position to cause them to be an unnecessary danger. You are God, and you are covering them by the power and the anointing of the blood. You are God, and you're doing what needs to be done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we bless your name. We magnify your name. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I am. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the honor. It's worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. And we bless you right now, Father, for your name alone is great. And we magnify you. Your name alone is awesome. And we glorify you. Your name alone is excellent. And we give you praise. And we give you honor. And we give you glory. For you are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down even upon our presidential election. You got it in the palm of your hand. And then no matter what it seemed like, and no matter what it looked like, you are doing that which need to be done on behalf of our presidential election, that the enemy don't get no glory, that the enemy don't get no honor. that he don't get no praise, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you are gonna move, you're gonna work, we're leaning and we're depending on you, that there is a ram that's in the bush and it's gonna show up just in time. You did it for Abraham and Isaac, and you said, mighty God, that you don't got no respect of person. You said, mighty God, that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and you're gonna do what need to be done by the power and the authority of the blood. On this morning, we magnify your name. On this morning, we give you all the praise. On this morning, we're lifting you up, saying, Lord, have your way in the Electoral College. Have your way in the Capitol building. Have your way in the Pentagon. Have your way in the Oval Office. Have your way in the White House. Lord, we need you to take up position and do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. Lord, take up position and move like only you can move. Lord, take up position and work like only you can work. You are God. You're the mighty one. You are God. You're the righteous one. You are God. You're the holy one. And you're moving by your power. And you're moving by your spirit. And you're moving by your anointing. And no matter what, you are the King of Glory. And you're doing what needs to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are an awesome ruler. Understanding that you reign and you are the sovereign power. And it don't matter what the enemy is devising. Don't matter what the enemy is formulating. He can't do nothing without your righteous permission. And on this morning, we're stretching out on the throne of grace on today and saying, Lord, have mercy on us on today. Lord, let your mercy apply on today. Lord, let us be what you need us to be in this season. Help us, God, that we might find ourselves in position to deal with that which you are sending in our direction. Help us, God, that we might be able to stand. Help us, God, that we might be able to stand. Help us, God, that you might be able to stand in the midst of this. You're doing what need to be done in the midst of this. You're moving like only you can move in the midst of this. You're working like only you can work in the midst of this. And we glorify your most holy name and we magnify your most holy name. You are God, the King of Glory, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're mighty in battle, and we magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Your name alone is mighty. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is excellent. You are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are mighty in battle. Spirit of the living God, you are righteous. You are holy. You are the magnificent one. You are the awesome one. Righteous ruler, King of kings, Lord of lords. That is who you are. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now, for your name alone is worthy of the glory. worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise. And we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon Sarah, my mother, on this morning, as she move around, as she do the things that her life requires that she do. God, you cover her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, that no weapon that try to form against her will be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against her, let it be condemned, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, that you are covering her, that you are shielding her, that you are protecting her in the midst of seen and unseen danger, that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are moving and you are working and you are doing what need to be done, for you are God. And we say thank you, God, for touching her in her organs, in her body. Father, we say thank you, God, for making breathing easy on today. We say thank you, God, that you're working it out on her behalf. And whatever it is, you are putting it together that you might get the glory, that you might get the honor, that you might get the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon the Spriggs household on today. Michael and Nicole and Harmony and Victor on the day, God. Even Auntie Carmen on the day, Father. And I need you, Lord, to visit their bodies one by one. Nicole need a touch in her physical body on today, that this thing that want to bind her up, this thing that want to cause her pain, this thing that wants to cause her agony, that on this morning, God, you are the power, you are the authority that can rule over every situation and every circumstance, and you got what it takes to uproot this thing up out of her body and cause it to dry up and die by the anointing and the power of the blood, that no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what he's trying, that you tell what it take to heal her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. That sickness and every ache and every pain is gotta dry up and die by the power and the authority of the blood in the name of Jesus. On this morning, you are God. On this morning, you are King. On this morning, you are righteous, and you're able to touch her body. You're able to heal her body. You're able to do what need to be done inside of her body on this morning by the power and the anointing of the blood. You're visiting her body, and you're moving by your authority and by your power and by your spirit. You're moving on this morning. You're moving on this morning. You're working on this morning. Even where her name is written, you're taking care of every circumstance, every piece of paperwork. You are God, the King of Glory. And you're seeing about Nicole on this morning, from the inside to the outside, all around. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. You are God, and we magnify your name. You are God, and we give you all the praise. You are God, and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise, and we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, your name alone is worthy. Worthy, God, worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the ahanamashia. You're worthy of the honor, and you're worthy of the glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understand. understanding that you are God. You are King. You reign superior. And we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of Hadabashayandia, mighty God, on this morning. God, continue to look down upon Tashima on today. God, continue to keep your hands upon Tashima on today. In every situation, in every circumstance that Tashima find herself in the midst of, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your spirit, that no matter what you are doing, what need to be done, you are God, and you are God alone, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise, understanding on today that no matter what you are doing, what need to be done on today, in the name of Jesus, you are God, and you're working it out on Tashima's behalf. Every evil report that's been written, you are destroying it by the power and the anointing of the blood. Every demonic blueprint that's been formatted against Tashima is being destroyed by the power and the anointing of the blood, in the name of Jesus. We're taking up the high ground, and we're saying, Lord, move by your authority, and Lord, move by your power, and Lord, don't let the devil get the final say so, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make him give back what he has stolen. Make him restore what he has taken. Make him repay for what he has done, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, show up on Tashima's behalf and make it all good. Turn it around. Work it out in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, when Job passed the test, you restored him. You built him up. You made him mightier than he was before. You gave him back what the enemy stole. You made him return his goods. You made him release his hand from off of his life. And Tashima needs you to show up in the same fashion. And mighty God, and do what need to be done to give her back a semblance of her peace. Give her back a semblance of her joy. Give her back in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you can set every wrong thing. You can set it right. You are God, and you can move by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. You are King. You are God. You are God alone. And we magnify your most holy name, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. We give you praise. For you are God. And you are God alone. And we say thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are awesome. Understanding that you are mighty. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are holy. And we give you praise right now, in the name of Jesus. You are God. And you are God alone. And we say thank you, Father, right now. We give you glory, Father, right now. We give you honor, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. And we say thank you, for you are God, and you are God alone. Understanding, no matter what, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. and we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, God, look down upon Yvonne on today, right where she is, God, because prayer can reach her where we can't go. Prayer knows no distance. Prayer is not limited to time zones and country boundaries. Prayer can travel across the ocean, and it can reach where we can't reach. It can touch what we can't touch, and it can do what we can't do. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you, God, you are able to do what Yvonne need done. And the enemy that want to plague her, the enemy that want to suppress her, the enemy that want to discourage her, that by the authority and the power of the blood, we reclaim her dominion in the spirit. We reclaim her position in the spirit. We reclaim everything that the enemy has touched, everything that the enemy has manipulated. We reclaim it by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, that no matter what the devil thought he was going to be able to do, he can't do it. No matter what the devil thought he was going to be able to steal, he can't steal it. No matter what he thought he was going to be able to upset, he can't upset it. This woman, Yvonne, is covered under the power and the anointing of the blood in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you move and you do what need to be done on this morning. You are King on this morning. You are God on this morning. You are mighty in battle, and you're doing what need to be done on her behalf. And we say thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone, and we glorify your name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon Miss Paula on today. God, take care of her, God. As she stands for many, you stand for her. As she look out for many, you look out for her. Mighty God, as she is concerned for many, God, you show her and you show up and do what Miss Paula need done. As she do the things that are placed on her plate, God, you take care of the things that she ain't even thinking about. God, you take care of her in her physical body. You take care of her in her mental mindset. You take care of her in every circumstance and every situation that her hand require. You show up and do that which need to be done. That the burden that she has to carry, let it be minimized by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus. That on this morning, you do that which Miss Paula need done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. You move, God, and you work, God, and you do it, God, for you are the King of glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome ruler. You are a mighty creator. You are righteous in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are God. You are God alone. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Even on this morning, God, as Calvin go out to look and to take care of the paperwork that has fallen into his hands, mighty God, that let it do what this paperwork was sent to accomplish. Let it be accomplished by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. That no matter what the devil's saying, that no matter what the devil is trying, that you are God, and everything that we ask you for forgiveness, you are the God, and you are just God, and you forgive it, and you wipe the slate clean and you come and see about us yet again. God, that's what we need you to do for Calvin on this morning. See about him yet again. Make a way for him yet again. Do what need to be done for him yet again. By the authority and the power of the blood, you are God. You are God alone, and you're able to do what need to be done yet again. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. For you are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now. We glorify you right now. We give you honor right now. You are God, the King of glory. You are Lord God Almighty. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Your name alone is magnificent. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is excellent. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, look down upon the bar house on today. Mighty God, continue to work inside of the bar house. God, continue to bring everything into your divine alignment that the enemy cannot get the glory, that the enemy cannot get the upper hand, that the enemy cannot continue to render disturbances that are not of you, that by the authority and the power of the blood, everything is coming into perfect alignment. You are God, you reign superior, and you're gonna do what need to be done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are King of Kings, you are Lord of Lords, you are mighty in battle, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, you are King, and we say thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, your name alone is worthy, and we give you honor right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, on this morning, Spirit of the Living God, continue to look down upon Prophet Shamar Bennett on today, God. Let him continue to stand and do the things that life has required upon him, that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that while he stands in the presence that you have given into him, that he stand as the man that you have called him to be, and the natural, and the man that you have called him to be in the spirit, and the man that you have called him to be in the business arena. Let him stand up and be counted, and let him be noticed that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that he is never overlooked, that he is never passed over, that he is never dismissed, but that by the power and the anointing of the blood, that you are doing that which need to be done, that every single thing that he put his hand to in this season, it will come together. That every test that he find himself in the midst of in this season, that he will pass. That everything that the enemy want to cause him to be discouraged and aggravated, that you are lifting the burden, you're working out the situation, and you are taking the struggle out of the midst of this in the name of Jesus. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are doing that which need to be done. You are moving like only you can move. You are working like only you can work. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. And we give you glory, we give you honor, for you are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, and we say thank you right now, for you are King of glory. You are Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God Almighty, and you're going to do what needs to be done on today in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the Living God, Look down upon the men and the women that need a touch in their bodies on today, that by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, God, that you are doing what Sheila need done inside of her physical body on today, that no weapon that tried to form against her is going to be able to prosper, and that you are taking care of every weapon that has tried to form. You are uprooting the very weapon in the name of Jesus, neutralizing every threat in the name of Jesus, taking care of every instant and every circumstance that it wants to rise up against Sheila. You are God and you are mighty in battle, and you're going to do what need to be done on Sheila's behalf. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. You are King. You are Lord. You are righteous. You are holy. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we say thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what need to be done in Miss Annie's circumstance. God, the woman has made her stance clear. And Lord, on this morning, I need you to meet Miss Annie at the point of her need and do that which need to be done inside of Miss Annie's body, that the enemy won't get the glory, that the enemy won't get the praise, that the enemy won't get the victory, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, no weapon that form against her is going to be able to prosper in this season. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you are doing what Miss Annie's body require, that she might be restored. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are showing up and you are showing out on her behalf. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, you're standing right next to Mother Bibi on this morning. And mighty God, you've decided to make a bedside call. And you're going to do what this woman's body is requiring need to be done. That by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you're moving on Mother Bibi on today. You're working on Mother Bibi on today. You're doing what need to be done on her side of her body on today. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. And you came to see about her. You came to work on her behalf. You came to do what need to be done. And we magnify you, and we glorify you, and we praise you on today in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, work it out. Do what need to be done. Work it out. Move like only you can move. Work it out. Turn it around. Do, God, what only the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus can do. Work it out, mighty God. You are King. You are Lord. You are mighty in battle. Work it out in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus, that you are continuing to do what need here the basha. You new tabasi in the abasia. In the ma niya nabasia. In the name of Jesus, you're continuing to do, oh God, what the rest of God that stand up on this morning that need your touch need to be done. That you're taking care of Deacon and Deaconess Boykin on today. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're visiting his body. You're giving her strength. You are doing what they need done on today by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're looking down upon Auntie Daki on today and Queenie Maya, and you are touching them and you are renewing them and you are reviving them by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus. That Patricia and Caroline will know that you are God, the King of Glory. and you're working things out on their behalf on today. You're working, you're moving, and doing what need to be done, for you are God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, work it out and do what need to be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, look down upon Miss Marlene on today. Mighty God, every circumstance that her name is attached to, from the home back to the job, in the mighty name of Jesus, where there is a need, you show up. Where there is lack, you bridge the gap. Every single thing that this woman stand in need of on today, you show up, you work it out, you show up and do what need to be done. You show up and move like only you can move. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. You are God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, God, and we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great, and we are greatly to be praised. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. On this morning, look down upon our children, one by one and name by name, situation by situation and circumstance by circumstance. Cover them, Father, from the youngest to the very oldest, from the nearest to the very furthest. God, be what our children need you to be all in their lives and all around them, that the enemy will never get no victory over our children, that COVID, no influenza, no gunman, no kidnapper, no sex trafficker is able to lay hands upon our children, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, our children are covered from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, that they're going out and they're coming back in. It is covered by the power and the anointing of the blood, that when they're at school, when they're at home, when they play on the playground, when they ride in the buses, when they ride in the cars, when they walk on the sidewalks, they are covered by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There will be no accident and no incident and no fatalities attached to our children's names, that on this morning, Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla, Jocelyn, Joy, Carter, Nehemiah, Eliza, Genesis, Marlon, Karina, Josiah, Sarah, David, Ray, Trevin, Jason, Jaquan, Deontay, Michaela, Nakaya, Bella, Clay, Jackson, and Sarah again. Mighty God, none of our children, the ones we have named, the ones' names that are attached to these names, the one that know us by name, that we may not even know at all. Mighty God, on this morning, we're crying out for the protection of our children. Mighty God, on this morning, we're crying out that you cover our children. Mighty God, on this morning, mighty Father, be what Desiree needs you to be. On today, in the mighty name of Jesus, be what Marlon needs you to be on this morning, in the name of Jesus, that by the power and the authority of the blood, the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, let it be the portion of our children on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, that none of our children will lay in an early grave, that none of our children will be snatched up, that none of our children minds will be compromised, that every evil association that's connected connected to our children. Let the tie, let it be severed. Let the yoke, let it be destroyed by the authority and the power of the blood. You are God, and you're showing up on behalf of our children. You're calling them to be leaders and never followers. You're calling them to high places to do great things in the name of Jesus. Answer them, mighty God. Equip them that they might answer the call. Equip them that they might be able to move where you say they can move and do what you say they can do. That by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, you're doing and you're working and you're moving. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what needs to be done. You are God, mighty in battle, and you're doing what needs to be done. You are God, you are worthy, and you're doing what needs to be done. In the name of Jesus, God, your name alone is awesome, and we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor right now, in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone, and we praise you, and we magnify you, and we say thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God, and we say thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that you are the mighty I am. Understanding on today that you are righteous, you are holy, you are worthy of the glory and the honor and the praise. You are God alone. And we say thank you, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, show up for Janelle and do what Janelle need done in the situation concerning her children. You are God, and you know the answer. You are God, and you know the story. You are God, and you know how this story needs to end. So God, you show up, and you do that which needs to be done on behalf of Janelle, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are the King of Glory, and we give you honor. We give you praise. We say thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, you are God, and we say thank you. On today, Father, shield us and protect us. Keep us that we might speak the way you want us to speak. Go with us, God, that we may go where you want us to go. Be with us, God, that we can do that which you have anointed us to be able to do. Help us, God, to learn your language. Help us, God, to speak your language, to speak the way that you would desire for us to speak, and to not let the things come out of our mouths that will negate our movement that you have already pre-authorized. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, we are doing and we are becoming what you say that we can do and what you say that we can become. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule. And for this, we say thank you. And for this, we give you glory. And for this, we give you honor. And for this, we give you praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we magnify you right now, in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, righteous in battle, that is who you are. Guide us, God. Keep us, God. Shield us, Father, and protect us as we go through this day, that you might get the glory, that you might get the honor, that you might get the praise, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged
knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, He will bring you out.